AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian firefighters dousing smoldering wreckage after Russia's biggest, most widespread barrage in months. It comes in response to what President Vladimir Putin calls a Ukrainian terrorist attack on a critical bridge. Sagar Magani reports the Biden administration is condemning Russia's attacks.
In a statement, President Biden says the attacks on civilians show the utter brutality of Moscow's illegal war and serve to further reinforce the international community's commitment to stand with Ukrainians as long as it takes. Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked with his Ukrainian counterpart and commended the Kyiv government for not letting Vladimir Putin break Ukraine's spirit.
North Korea is calling its recent missile tests a simulated use of its tactical battlefield nuclear weapons. It says they can hit and wipe out potential South Korean and U.S. targets. Leader Kim Jong-un is signaling more tests to come. Protests over the death of a young woman in the custody of Iran's morality police continue in Tehran and elsewhere. Charles Deledesma reports that news is coming from online videos, despite Iran's efforts to disrupt the internet.
Videos show some women marching through the streets without headscarves, while others confront authorities and light fires in the street as the protests continue into a fourth week. The demonstrations represent one of the biggest challenges to Iran's theocracy since the 2009 Green Movement protests.
Texas Democrats are launching an October blitz, hoping to flip the big red state. Beto O'Rourke is challenging Greg Abbott for governor.
To knock on the doors of those who are targeted for suppression, for intimidation, the very people that Greg Abbott is trying to draw out of this democracy.
Abbott tells supporters it's not going to happen.
We are going to turn the Rio Grande Valley red.
This is AP News. A day after two teens were shot outside his home, Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York is talking about his children's reaction. Julie Walker has the story.
While police say the shooting was unrelated to the congressman, Lee Zeldin says it was very traumatic, especially for his twin 16-year-old daughters who were at home in Shirley, Long Island without their parents.
On top of hearing the gunshots, a bullet landed about 30 feet from where they were sitting doing homework. Two people who got shot were laying down on the ground about 10 feet where they were sitting down doing homework. When they heard the screaming, the concern was for them, what was most traumatic was that they thought that these people were trying to get in the house. They thought they were getting targeted.
Police say two 17-year-old boys were shot in a drive-by and tried to hide on Zeldin's property while a third person ran. Julie Walker, New York.
Zeldin is the Republican candidate for governor in New York. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.